We need to address a deeply troubling story about law enforcement and AI. A Derbyshire police officer is under investigation for using AI to create evidence in multiple criminal cases. This goes beyond typical AI misuse. This is about the fundamental integrity of the justice system.
From a legal and business perspective, this case could establish precedents for AI liability that extend far beyond law enforcement. If AI-generated content is considered fabricated evidence in criminal proceedings, how does that affect AI-generated content in civil litigation, regulatory filings, or corporate documentation? Every company using AI for content generation needs to consider whether their processes could face similar scrutiny.
The technical aspects are equally concerning. The Hacker News discussion reveals questions about what type of AI the officer used, how the fabricated evidence was created, and whether there are detectable signatures that could identify AI-generated content. This highlights the need for AI forensics capabilities, tools that can reliably distinguish between human-created and AI-generated evidence.
This also exposes governance failures in how organizations deploy AI tools. Law enforcement agencies, like corporations, need clear policies about when and how AI can be used, audit trails for AI-generated content, and training for personnel about appropriate use cases. The lack of these safeguards creates liability for the organizations and undermines public trust in AI applications.
Moving to a different security concern, there's an important analysis titled "Don't Trust Large Context Windows" that challenges the current excitement around AI models with massive context capabilities. The author argues that large context windows create false confidence in AI systems' ability to process and reason about extensive information.
This has immediate business implications for companies integrating large language models into their workflows. If these models are less reliable with large contexts than their marketing suggests, companies could be making decisions based on flawed analysis of lengthy documents, code bases, or data sets. The risk is particularly high for financial services, legal firms, and consulting companies that are using AI to analyze extensive materials.
The technical argument is that while models can technically process large contexts, their attention mechanisms and reasoning capabilities degrade significantly as context length increases. The research shows that models often miss critical information in the middle of long contexts, make inconsistent inferences, and fail to maintain logical coherence across extended passages.
What's particularly dangerous is that this degradation isn't obvious to users. The models still generate confident, well-formatted responses even when their analysis is flawed. Companies could be unknowingly relying on AI conclusions that are based on incomplete or misunderstood information. This creates both operational risk and potential liability if decisions based on faulty AI analysis cause financial or legal problems.
The author recommends treating large context windows as a convenience feature rather than a reliability enhancement. Use them for initial document processing or information extraction, but don't rely on them for comprehensive analysis or critical decision making. This is practical advice that could prevent significant problems for organizations deploying these systems.
Now, let's discuss the Census Bureau banning noise infusion from statistical products. This is about differential privacy, techniques for protecting individual privacy in aggregate data releases. The Bureau's decision suggests they've found that noise injection methods are compromising data utility beyond acceptable levels.
Differential privacy is technically complex, but the basic idea is adding controlled noise to data sets so that individual records can't be identified while preserving overall statistical patterns. The Census Bureau's research apparently shows that current noise infusion techniques are degrading data quality enough to affect policy decisions and research conclusions based on census data.
This decision has enormous implications for data science and public policy. Census data drives everything from congressional redistricting to federal funding allocations. If privacy protection methods are making that data less accurate, it creates tension between privacy rights and effective governance. Companies using similar privacy protection techniques for their own data products need to reassess whether they're achieving the right balance.
The broader question is whether we need better differential privacy techniques or different approaches to privacy protection entirely. The Hacker News discussion includes researchers working on alternative methods that might preserve privacy without degrading data utility as significantly. This is an active area of research with implications for every organization handling personal data.